Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is now the call-in portion of the Tara Show, 800-905-0989, where we put all the topics from the week that was. Not very long so far, but that's okay. There have been a lot of topics back on the table. Give me a call, 800-905-0989. The comedian David Sedaris did a monologue that's going viral. I also wrote a piece on it for The New Yorker. About the impossibility of trying to talk to liberals because they pretend not to know things. We deal with this every day. He's in Portland where everybody's liberal. He's also liberal. And he's walking down the street and he's trying to get, you know, he's trying to get to the place where he's supposed to perform. And he gets bit by this dog. The dog owner is so busy smoking drugs out of a baby carriage that they can't be bothered. Neither can the other adults with her. She just doesn't care. But what's really fascinating, he says, is the reaction from all of the other people that he confronted about this. He mentioned, "All right, I've been bit. Look at me. I'm bleeding." Well, that's actually kind of dangerous to get bit by a dog. You really can get a blood infection from that. It's not good. Here's where it begins. Sedaris claims the woman denied that her dog attacked him before the group collectively shrugged and turned back to the business of smoking fentanyl. Fine. But then he tried to tell anyone who would listen. It became a, you know, social experiment. "Your dog just bit me," I repeated to her. "No, it didn't," one of the men said. I raised my pant leg and pointed the broken skin. "Yes, it did," I told him. "Look." The group collectively shrugged and turned back to the business of smoking fentanyl. "How is this okay?" I said. Blank expressions. "You should wash it," the woman said, leaning again into the baby carriage with a lighter in her hand. "I should call the police," is what I should do, I told her. "Whatever," one of the men said. Apparently, they're smoking fentanyl out of baby carriages now. There was an actual baby involved. It's just the thing they're doing there in Portland because they've legalized the street drugs. You can openly use them on the streets. You just can't show the drugs. So that's what the carriages are for. Now, here's where he gets to the impossibility of talking to liberals. As I'm reading this about the dog that bit him, imagine the dog is a terrorist. Like the 18,000 Joe Biden let in. That the left is enraged this week, Trump will not allow them to fly on planes. They are actually terror watch list terrorists. That night, he writes, "I had a show in the town of Salem, and boy, did I talk about my afternoon, at least while I signed books beforehand." Here are the reactions he got. He said not a single person gave a damn about him. Keep in mind, he's in Portland, so they're all liberal. Quote, "You have to understand that these addicts, especially those," this is what people are telling him, "especially those with an opioid use disorder, lead incredibly difficult lives," the first person I spoke to, a woman with long straight hair, the color of spaghetti, said. "How is that an excuse?" I asked. "Her dog bit me. Well, you're still better off than she and her friends are, the woman continued. Unfortunately, I'd already finished signing her book, he says. I was bitten by a dog today, I said to another woman. Sometime later, it was with these people who were smoking fentanyl and pushing a baby carriage. What kind of dog was it? She asked. Whatever Toto was in the Wizard of Oz, I told her. Oh, she moaned. A Cairn Terrier, that poor thing. Did I leave the part out where it bit me? I asked. People like that aren't in any condition to take care of their animals, the woman said. That's the really sad part. I said, is it? Pointing to the bandage on my leg, is that the really sad part? This is how they think. The next person in line said, did you get their names? I really don't think they would have given them to me, the comedian said. This is David Sedaris. No, he said, the names of the dogs. It might help authorities rescue them. Nobody cares that he got bit. Which truly, I mean, you could end up with, I mean, it's dangerous to be bitten by a dog. That was when I quit talking about it. I mean, how hard should it be to get a little sympathy when an unleashed dog bites you? What if I were a baby? What then? What if I were 90 or blind or Nelson Mandela? Why is everyone so afraid of saying that drug addicts shouldn't let their dogs bite people? Well, answer the question. They're a protected political class. They're oppressed class members just by being drug addicts. They're high value. So you came to the Democrat Party. So all human worth comes, all value comes from your class in the Marxist class system. So if their dog bites someone, it's, you know, not really about you. And it doesn't matter. Anyway, he says, why is everyone so afraid of saying that drug addicts shouldn't let their dogs bite people? And then he writes, actually, I know why. We're afraid we'll be mistaken for Republicans when really this isn't something that we, when really isn't this something that we should all be able to agree on? How did allowing dogs to bite people become a Democrat point of principle? Or is it just certain people's dogs? If a German Shepherd jumped growling out of one of those Tesla trucks that looked like an Orgemai project and its owner wearing a MAGA hat yelled, Trump or no, then would people in my audience be aghast? Of course they would. He's finally getting it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.